The most important thing to understand about incel memes is that they all visually function to reinforce their ideology. That's because, at its core, incel philosophy depends on the idea that people can be categorized into strict hierarchies depending on their physical appearance. So all of their memes actually promote, on some level, this notion that people can be categorized like specimens in a biology textbook. And while this just seems silly to most people, there are actually two interpretations to this kind of image. The first is funny to outsiders because it reads against incels, but the second is funny to insiders because it exemplifies their struggles through a self-deprecating lens. Each meme will also push a visual rhetoric that people fit into neat archetypes of either being attractive or unattractive. So even when a joke isn't about incels or about hierarchies, it'll still employ stock characters that amplify a binary view of all male-to-male interactions as inherently emasculating, or all male-to-female interactions as inherently sexual. And again, although these tropes are just funny to outsiders, the recurring iconography actually structures a sense of collective identity for the incels themselves and any potential recruits. You can especially see this through the NPC memes that are used all across the alt-right to fundamentally create an enlightened in-group that's differentiated from a normie out-group through an aesthetic opposition. However, once you begin to visualize all other people as stereotypical NPCs, it becomes easier to dehumanize women or dismiss non-incel perspectives on the world.